Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leadoff show tonight at 6, right, Charlie? With Tommy Wirtz.
Correct, yes, sir.
And another regular fixture on that leadoff show, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. He'll be here to talk Brewers and Cubs with me coming up at 3:20. Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's and live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Joining me to talk about that series right now with a look from the other side of Cubs and Brewers. You can hear him weekday mornings on Mullion Haw down there on 670 The Score in Chicago. He is the Haw half of that. He is David Haw. David, how are you this afternoon, my man?
Hey, Rami, how are you? Doing well.
Very good, very good. We got a good series, I think, lined up coming up here in the next few days. And I don't know about you, David, and it's no secret to the folks here in Milwaukee. I do some work for The Score. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan, grew up in the area. And looking at it as a Cubs fan, looking at this division, a lot of people were talking about the Reds when they hired Terry Francona. I wasn't buying it. A lot of people were talking about the Cardinals when they got off to the hot start. They got off to. I wasn't buying it. I always saw the Brewers as the main competition and the team that could gain some ground on the Cubs this season. How were you looking at the division up until recently?
Yeah, I think it's a good perspective, Rami. And I give you credit. You're pretty even-handed, even though the only difference in you talking now today and maybe when you are at the scores, you probably aren't wearing your Dansby Swanson jersey today. But that's okay.
Not much, not far off, David. I do have some Cubs gear on today.
Most Cubs dressed person I've ever seen.
We're not on camera, so I could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good for you. Look, I think all along the offseason that the Cubs had and the trade for Kyle Tucker and just really they should be the favorite coming into any season. And they were, I believe, this year. At least in Chicago, there are a lot of people that had expectations for them to be what Craig Counsell challenged Jed Hoyer to make them a 90-win team. Mm-hmm. That was the comment during, I think, spring training, and that's exactly what they should strive to be, even better, because they have the payroll, they should be on top, and they are comfortably there now. It doesn't mean they're going to end that way, because I think of all the teams in that division, we in Chicago have learned never to count out the Brewers. So regardless of where they are now, Craig Counsell before Murph and now Pat Murphy, the Brewers aren't going anywhere. So I think that it's going to be a fun race, but the Cubs should maintain the first place position because that's what they're paying for, and this year that's what they're getting.
The Cubs were just piling up the runs in April and May. Things have cooled off a little bit, slowed down a little bit in June. They did just take three or four from the Pirates, but didn't score more than three runs in any game in that series. What's going on with this Cubs offense all of a sudden, David, that can't seem to get the ball over the fence and pile up those runs the way they were earlier in the season?
It's a fair question, and I think it depends on how you look at it. I think you can look at it as regression and this maybe a slump for the offense that we referred to in Chicago during the month of May is probably one of the best in baseball. It had a historic stretch there in the middle of the month. But I also think that you have to be fair, and they faced Mackenzie Gore, and they faced Abbott from Cincinnati. They faced Scooble. They faced Flaherty. You know, they face schemes. So they've faced some very good pitchers in the last 2 weeks, especially over the last 10 games when these numbers are being kind of contrived. And not to say that that's an excuse, but I do think there's another way to look at it. The Cubs could point to, well, they proved in May that they could win games by outslugging people and blowing people out at times. And then in the last 10 days or so, they've proven they can win with pitching and defense and manufacturing runs when they need to and getting the big home run. So I do think, Rami, to me, yeah, you don't want to dismiss that, but I also think it's indicative of just how complete this team could be.
Talking with David Haw of 670 The Score about this Cubs and Brewers series starting tonight at Wrigley Field, 7:05 first pitch. And to that end, David, I'm sure Brewers fans keeping an eye on the Cubs. You know, they're the team atop the division as this season has played out, and not that they would celebrate or cheer for injuries, but when you see a Justin Steele go down and you see a Shota Imanaga go down, I'm sure Brewers fans thought, oh, there's an opening. You know what I mean? That's a big hit for that Cubs team. How have they been able to continue to go out there and limit the damage that other offenses can do?
Well, I think they've gotten some really strong performances from some young pitchers that have stepped up, and one guy who's a veteran who's very familiar to Brewers fans in Colin Ray. Colin Ray has been as versatile as any pitcher on that staff. They started him the season in a relief role. Now he stepped in the rotation, and he's been pretty good, pretty consistent. And then two young guys, Ben Brown, who's been up and down, but when he's on, he's lethal. And Cade Horton, the number one prospect, I think, is the Brewers' version of Mizorowski. You know, I think a guy who comes up and high expectations, great stuff, and just a bright future. And Cade Horton has stepped into a role where they've needed him, not just where they thought it would be something that good for his development. They have needed Cade Horton to step forward. And in Justin Steele's absence, in Shota Imanaga's absence, I would say it's been a collection of those three kind of providing some unexpected contributions. And then Matthew Boyd, who came to the Cubs in the offseason, boy, has he been, he's been like a number two or three starter, and I don't think people expected that. And Jameson Taillon has been really consistent. So they have gotten a nice effort from their rotation. The starters are there, and the bullpen has been lights out for the past month.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up the bullpen. That looked like it might be a problem area for the Cubs again this year early in the season, even when everything else was working. And when they were scoring 8 runs a game, it seemed like there for a minute, David, you could deal with the bullpen that was struggling a little bit. But as you pointed out, now they're winning the low-scoring games, and they've really found some arms down there in that bullpen that can get the job done.
Rami, you know that they brought in Ryan Pressly to come and be the closer from Houston in the offseason, but for the first month of the season, he was Ryan Stressly. He wasn't getting anybody out, and he had that meltdown, and he gave up 8 runs on May 5th. And you know what? He has not given up a run since. And that's coincided with the Cubs' bullpen that has just been very clutch in high-leverage situations. And they've been a collection of guys who former starters and kind of unproven guys who've come up through the system, the Brad Kellers, Chris Flexen, they've been guys who are failed starters now in the Cubs bullpen. Drew Pomerantz, who I think had a cup of coffee with the Brewers and yep, hasn't given up a run since.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2021, I think. He has been very good. And then you got Daniel Palencia at the back end of it, providing some real high leverage, high velocity innings, and he's now the new closer. And the thing about Craig Counsell, and people in Milwaukee understand this better than maybe even people in Chicago, but he's not afraid to use relievers in a variety of roles. They are not relief pitchers to him. They're not bullpen arms. They are out-getters. And regardless of the situation, if you can get somebody out, he's going to put you in.
Yeah, even though Palencia had kind of taken the closer's role, but a couple of times here in the last handful of games, in close games, or games where they had a lead, he went back to Presley in that ninth inning. And with no real change of role, he didn't announce Presley as our closer again or Palencia is not the closer. He just kind of, I guess he thought that was the best matchup or gave his guys the best chance to go out there and succeed.
Well, along those lines, making the point is that Daniel Palencia was brought in the eighth inning the other night because the 3-4-5 hitter, I think it's 2-3-4, the part of the order was up, and he wanted Palencia to face those hitters, even though it was the eighth inning, and then Presley took the ninth. So Craig Counsell is not a slave to convention, and I think he is also going to be just going to be very practical, common sense thinker. And what he's done with this bullpen is he's pushed the right buttons, which is why I think is a big part of why they've been the best bullpen in baseball statistically over the past month.
Talking with David Haugh of 670 The Score, talking some Brewers and Cubs. I am going to pick his football brain about the Bears and the Packers before I let him go here in just a few minutes. But just to jump back to that Cubs offense, David, and obviously the big acquisition for them in the offseason was Kyle Tucker. How much do you think of their success early in the season and then some of their struggles here recently, as he's personally had a little bit of some struggles at the plate? How much do you think those two things are connected? I guess what I'm asking is, how strong is the Kyle Tucker effect, both in the positive and in the negative?
Well, I think it's been more positive than negative, certainly, and I know what you're getting at, because what happened early in the season is he did start hot, even though he didn't have a good spring training. He started fast, and he carried this team, and I think his success allowed other hitters to maybe be pitched differently, but also not feel the weight of maybe their slow start. And I think that could be contagious. Kyle Tucker started hitting. Seiya Suzuki, pitchers were approaching him differently because Tucker was batting second in front of him. And so I think what you're seeing early on, what you saw was the Kyle Tucker effect lengthening the lineup in ways the Cubs hadn't in you know, they certainly didn't last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he cooled off, other people picked him up, and they carried the team. And all the while, this has gone on with Suzuki, and Carson Kelly had a start to remember. And you look at the top of the order, Ian Happ has some timely hitting. Pete Crow Armstrong emerged as a superstar. And so when you have two guys like that who are potential, you know, what the Cubs thought they needed in the offseason, with due respect to Cody Bellinger, was they needed a player who was at least a 5-WAR player. What they got in the season was two guys who were capable of that in Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker, and they both have taken turns carrying this team.
How aggressive do you think, when I was talking about this series and the urgency of it, but from the Brewers' side, I brought up the trade deadline, the fact they need to make a move on the Cubs if they want to convince this front office here in Milwaukee that it's a team worth investing in and putting some chips down on. How aggressive do you think Jed Hoyer and that Cubs front office will be with the trade deadline coming up in, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone's got a role to play, I think, in a baseball season, and I view mine every morning from 5:30 to 10 to put the pressure on Jed Hoyer to be as aggressive as possible. When you look at the Rafael Devers trade from the Red Sox to the Giants, that should have been the alarm going off in Jed Hoyer's office. It's not too early to start trading. You go now because you need an ace. If Sandy Alcantara is going to come to Chicago on July 31st, don't wait till then. Bring him a month early at least. Get the start that you need to pull out in front. So I think that I don't know if that's going to be the ripple effect of that trade, but with the blockbuster deal. But I do think that in Chicago, this season arrived with a sense of urgency. Kyle Tucker, you have for 1 year. He's not signed beyond that. Jed Hoyer was entering his final season. So in that vein, go out, be aggressive, and don't wait for the trade deadline until you look at the clock. You're down to hours. Why not do it with a couple weeks left to go?
Yeah, you brought up the Kyle Tucker situation. It's an interesting one. They have him for right now, at least. He's a rental. And I'm sure Brewers fans, as curious about this as Cubs fans are, do you think it is just 1 year? Do you think the Cubs are able to hang on to that guy for beyond this 1 year?
You know, it's the question that's kind of unanswerable right now, but it's one that we're having fun pondering in Chicago because you don't know what Kyle Tucker values. He's a real soft-spoken guy. He's a humble superstar, and he's also a guy that can carry a team. So the thing that the Cubs are banking on that's really hard to measure and it's really hard to value, put a price tag on, is Wrigley Field selling itself? Is the Cubs organization doing its best sell job? Because, you know, you go out there, Kyle Tucker's second in outfield voting in the National League for All-Star voting, and he goes out there every day, and it feels like it's a playoff atmosphere because of the Cubs are good. And when the Cubs are good, due respect to everybody up north of the border, but there are a few places in baseball that are better environments than Wrigley Field. And they're banking on Kyle Tucker realizing that and wanting that and returning to that. So I don't know what value that carries, but I think that they're doing a good job so far of showing Kyle Tucker that, you know what, you look pretty good in a Cub uniform, and this is a good fit for your career.
David, last thing for you. Like I said, I got to pick your football brain when I have you here. I was reading a piece from The Athletic earlier today that called the NFC North a true four-horse race. Do you look at this division going into 2025-26 as a true four-horse race?
With all objectivity, no. I think the Bears are going to be better. I don't think they're going to be that good. They're going to win more than they lose. 9-8, I have them based on the schedule. I do look at the Packers as being viable. I think the Vikings are the team, though. If J.J. McCarthy, it can just protect the football, manage games. That defense is aggressive. The weapons are dangerous, and I think they have a great coach. The Lions, they could take a half step back, but even being a half step back might put them in, you know, 12-10 win territory. So I think that the Vikings, the Packers, and the Lions are still just a smidge above the Bears, even though I would agree with anybody calling the NFC North the best division in football.
That is David Haw, Mullion Haw, weekday mornings on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter, at David Haw. And my guest for the last few minutes here, looking ahead to Cubs and Brewers, which gets underway tonight at Wrigley Field. David, really appreciate the time, man. Keep up the great work down there.
Anytime, Rami. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.